بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah there will be three groups. One will be the people of Jannah, obviously those who had Iman, did good deeds. Then we will have the people of Jahannam. And the third group, a group known as Ashabul A'raf, those who will be kept in a certain place which is between Jannah and Jahannam. And the Hadith Sharif mentions that this group will be those whose scales of good deeds and evil deeds are equal. So temporarily, they will be kept in this place which is a barrier between Jannah and Jahannam. And ultimately, they will then gain entry into Jannah. And we had then mentioned that there will be various conversations that will take place on this day. Last week we had mentioned the conversation that the people of Jannah will have with the people of Jahannam, where they will say to them that, have you found that which your Rabb has promised you to be true? We have found what our Rabb has promised us to be true. So that was the first conversation. In today's lesson, the next two conversations are now mentioned. The second being the conversation between the people of A'raf and the people of Jahannam. So Allah says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. The people of A'raf will call out to certain men who they will recognize by their distinguishing marks. And here Mufassirin mentioned that they will recognize the people of Jahannam by the darkness that will cover their limbs and cover their faces. So they will say to them, قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. That of what use was your large numbers and your arrogance, your pride, where you refused to accept Islam? What use was this? What benefit did this bring to you? Today this is your condition, you are now going to, or you are destined for Jahannam. And then the Ashabul A'raf will now gesture towards the people of Jannah, and they will tell the people of Jahannam that أَهَاؤُلَا إِلَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةِ. That see this group now, are these the ones who in the world you used to take oaths and say that Allah will never show mercy to them? In other words, you used to mock them, you used to taunt them, you used to regard them to be second class, you used to oppress them and say that they will never achieve salvation in the Akhirah. Now these people are going to Jannat and you are going to Jahannam. So they will then address the people of Jannah and say, Udkhulul Jannah, that you go and enter Jannah. La khawfun alaykum wa la antum tahzanun. There is no fear upon you. You will not suffer from any grief, any sadness. So in this way, the people of A'raf will now mock the people of Jahannam, that your judgment turned out to be incorrect, and now that group that you used to mock at in the world, they are now on their way to Jannah, and you are destined for Jahannam. So this is the second conversation. And the third conversation that will then take place is between the people of Jahannam and the people of Jannah. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ. The people of Jahannam will now call out to the people of Jannah and say to them, أَنْ أَفِيضُوا عَلَيْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ أَوْ مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. That pour some water for us, or give us something which Allah has provided for you. So this Mufassirin explained, they will call out to them due to the severe hunger and thirst that they will be experiencing, that please give us something, some sip of water to drink, or something to eat, because we are now very thirsty, very hungry. قَالُوا, the people of Jannah will reply to them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَهُمَا عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah has made the food and drink of Jannat forbidden for the disbelievers. You are unable to have this because you did not earn it. In other words, the criteria for enjoying the food of Jannah was Iman, and you were kuffar, you were disbelievers, you did not have Iman. And who were the disbelievers? الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Allah says, those who took deen as a mere distraction, or as something to be played around with. وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. And the worldly life deceived them. This word that has been used, lahwan, Mufassirin explain what is the meaning of lahu. Lahu is anything that is secondary to one's objective. A person has some goal, some objective that he is trying to fulfill or achieve, and he has some other sideline action, something which is distracting him, preventing him from carrying out his main task, then that is called lahu. It is just a distraction, it is not something he really focuses upon. So these people had taken deen as lahu, as something which was a mere distraction in the world. It was not their goal, not their objective, not something that they worked towards. وَلَعِبًا. And they took it as something to play around with. Sometimes when they would hear some command of Allah, they would mock at it.
They would laugh about it. They would not take deen very seriously. The worldly life deceived them. So regarding them, Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا. Today, we will forget them as they forgot the meeting of this day. Of course, Allah does not forget anything, but what is meant here, we will forget them. What is meant is we will abandon them. When a person forgets something, then he doesn't pay any attention to it. So Allah says we will forget them. In other words, we will abandon them because they had forgotten this day. وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And because they used to reject our ayat, our verses. وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ. Allah says we brought to them a kitab. فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. Which we had explained in detail to them with sound knowledge. هُدًا وَرَحْمَةً. Which was a means of guidance. It was a means of mercy لِقَوْمِ يُؤْمِنُونَ. For that group who had iman. So despite all the avenues of iman, of belief being available to them, they still did not accept, they did not believe. This is now their fate, was in their own hands. They made the decision. Today they are now destined for the fire of Jahannam. And finally, to conclude the ruku, Allah now turns his attention to the Quraysh of Makkah. And Allah says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا تَأْوِيلًا. The Quraysh of Makkah, they have heard all of this description of Jannah, Jahannam, these conversations that will take place. And they can see the truth in front of them. They have the Quran in front of them. So Allah says, are they waiting for the fulfillment of its final prophecy? Meaning, are they waiting for the day of Qiyamah? يَوْمَ يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ. On the day when this final prophecy will be fulfilled and the day of Qiyamah comes, يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ نَسُوهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah says, those who had forgotten about it before, now on the day of Qiyamah, what will their response be? قَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ. They will say, indeed, the messengers of our Rabb brought the truth to us. فَهَلْ لَنَا مِنْ شُفَعَى فَيَشْفَعُوا لَنَا. Are there any intercessors to intercede on our behalf? أَوْ نُرَدُّ فَنَعْمَلَ غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ. Or perhaps can we be sent back into this world and we'll then carry out actions other than what we used to do. We'll now change our lives. We'll do good deeds. قَدْ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah says they will find themselves at complete loss. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. All their fabrications, all their innovations will now be lost, will now vanish from their sight, and they will not have anything to rely upon or to save them from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protect us and grant us correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ.